first of all then, Cambridge, what do you know about them?
To be honest with you, obviously they're top of the conference by quite a good distance. They're obviously had a really good start, but probably know a bit more about the manager. You know, Richard Money, he was at Coventry, not when I was there, but a lot of the players spoke really highly of him, and when he was at Walsall and that, and a couple of my friends played under him. I think he gets his teams quite organised, and most importantly for them, he gets them winning games and matches. So he had a promotion at Walsall, and looks like at the minute he's in quite a good position with Cambridge to do that again.
It's dangerous, isn't it? I mean, I think they're unbeaten at home, absolutely flying, top of the division. And in some respects, they've got nothing to lose on Sunday.
Of course, yeah. I mean, they're obviously in quite a rich vein of form, you know, but we've picked up as well lately. So, you know, there's no reason for us to go into that game not confident. You know, we got to keep building on the performances that we've been having of late, that we've been grinding out results and winning games. So there's lots of positives for us as well to go into it.
Was that game at Orient, I think there's been 9 games now, hasn't there, under Nigel, that the team are starting to turn that corner and start to move forward?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, obviously, since the manager's come in, we've picked up a lot. And I think if you look at the games that we lost, I don't feel we should have lost them games. You know, some goals and that have gone in, and other things like sending offs and all that we've disappointed with. So I think we've been on a quite good run of form, and again, you know, on Saturday it takes a wonder goal to get a point out of us. That just seems to be the way things are going at the minute. Goals like that are the ones that are going in all the time against us. So it's we're building, you know, so we're still looking probably for that little bit more confidence, but we've definitely got a lot more resilience about us at the minute, and we seem to be, you know, back to a bit like we were last year, able to grind out a result.
The manager described it as a shock to the system. Did it feel like that? And because of that, do you think it's right that the team are showing probably a bit more substance now before the style comes, hopefully, a bit later on?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'll be honest with you. It's, on Saturday, I just thought the minute we got the goal, I just thought that was game over, personally. And that's probably a confidence you feel now with the way things are. You know, it's before you get a goal, probably, because we ain't won a lot of games, you're thinking, oh, I hope we can hold on. Whereas now, I just felt like when we got that goal on Saturday, it was, right, that's game over. They ain't going to score against us because we're so organised, and the way we were picking them off, I felt on the counter-attack quite a lot. So, yeah, I mean, it was a little bit disappointing, but as I say, it was a great strike from the lab. But as I say, again, to go away from home against the league leaders have been absolutely flying, you know, you know, the front two ain't scored, and probably two of the best front two in the division at the minute. There's loads of things I think we can get confidence from that game.
The manager's just been talking about having a settled team, and that in his mind certain players are starting to sort of put their name down on the team sheet week in, week out. And he spoke about you and McGinn as a midfield pairing. Why do you think that is starting to work?
I don't know. I mean, I have to be honest, since pre-season when we were playing together, we seemed to have a good understanding right away. I've obviously played against Stephen through the years. We've got Watford and Shrewsbury and that, and obviously know the quality that he's got. But it's just one of them things with players. Sometimes you just sort of hit it off right away and have a bit of an understanding and enjoy playing with each other. I think definitely we have that, you know. We ain't lost a game, I don't think, since we've played together, which is a nice little record. But I don't want to spark that hoodoo the weekend. But as I say, yeah, it's just one of them things. But it's combinations everywhere, all over the field, I think. But it's obviously you take nothing for granted either, you know.
It's been tough for him though, hasn't it? Because he started off, came in, played a couple of games and did really well. Then fans didn't see anything of him for several weeks, and now he's been brought back into the fold again.
Yeah, I think he started out really well and that against Notts County, and he was left out with the team and probably knocked his confidence a little bit. And when we went down to Brentford, and he had a little mistake and won the goals, and he didn't play really again after that. I think it knocked his confidence, but manager's come in now and showing a lot of faith in him, and he's repaying that, because some of the performances have been since that Coventry game when he came on. He changed the game with us, and he's come on, and the amount of assists and that he's had for the goals that we've scored this year, he's been brilliant.
What about you? How are you assessing your own contribution at the minute?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I'm not really bothered about myself. I just want to get back to winning, and, you know, getting that feeling every week of winning games and doing what we're good at and trying to get up the table. Obviously, It's starting to feel like we're getting there a bit now at the minute, but you know, there's still a long way to go. As I say, we need to just get that momentum going and get on a big run. Simple as that. Last Saturday was nice to get away from that bottom four, but you know, you just want these league games and cup games to keep coming so you can, you know, keep picking up results and getting away and trying to work your way up the table.
2 points on that then. I mean, psychologically, to not be in the relegation zone, how big is that then, to see the paper and the TV that Sheffield United aren't down there?
I think it's probably psychologically for us, it's massive as well, but I think with our teams as well, we're probably looking at us and there they go, you know, that's them, they're coming back now, and you know, the manager's come in there and got them organised, and I think with the result as well Saturday, probably, hopefully a little bit, you know, teams now that, you know, at the start of the season, we probably weren't as much as a scalp. I think teams probably felt they could come and beat us, and it obviously showed. Well, hopefully, we've kind of gone the other way now, and teams are kind of probably start fearing us again now. But it's as well as that, we've got to start winning our games at home as well.
And to have something to look forward to, like a big tie in the third round of the FA Cup, that'd give everybody an even bigger lift, wouldn't it?
It would, yeah, but I think we're a long way from that, to be honest with you, because the team we're playing on Sunday, you know, obviously as you say, they're top of the conference, absolutely flying, and they're unbeaten at home, so I think that's a massive tie in itself, you know, but the incentive's there for both teams to go and try and win it. But as I say, it's going to be a really hard game for us, I think, on Sunday, but I'm sure we can come through it with the little run that we've been on, and it's definitely something we're looking to go and win.